Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we are glad you joined us and pray the Lord blesses you in our time together. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I shared last week on the power of the Word of God. And I believe the longer we walk with the Lord, the more we love and appreciate the beauty and the faithfulness and the strength that comes from God's living Word that He gave to us. I'm talking about the Scriptures. This Bible that we hold in our hands is the will and mind and purpose of God. It is the things that God desired us to know and to walk in and to operate in. As we walk in this Christian walk, as we come to know Him with deeper and deeper revelation and understanding, and while we love the Word of God, we're so grateful for the Holy Spirit who comes and quickens that Word. The letter can kill, but the Spirit gives life. It is the Holy Spirit that is resident in the very pages of the Word of God that makes that Word of God applicable to our lives. And how many times, as you've walked with the Lord, if you've just needed to hear a word of comfort or counsel, you would read perhaps a familiar scripture, and all of a sudden it took on new life, it took on new dimension, it spoke directly to what you were needing, what you were needing at that time, what you were going through. And we're just so thankful for the Word of God. And I want to share, as we begin this broadcast, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And it's speaking about Jesus and the Father. For He, the Father, made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Brother and sister, if you've accepted Jesus into your life, you stand complete in Christ. And the longer I walk with the Lord, as we share familiar passages of Scripture, we may have heard them over and over, but I declare, as we continue on in our walk in God, they become even more alive. There's a greater understanding. There's a greater revelation of what that means. You know, it's one thing to understand to the degree we can with our natural minds to mentally comprehend, and it's a whole nother thing to get it down in our spirits and to live and move in Him and have our being in Him and operate in those spiritual truths. It's a process, beloved. We can't do it overnight. That's why the Word tells us we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We stand complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10 states, "And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." We're not just some cringing beggars beseeching favors from God, but beloved brother and sister, you are a son and daughter of God. You've been made an heir to God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We are a prince and a priest of God, a royal priesthood. And beloved, there's nothing shabby about that position. In terms of your own feelings about yourself or how the world has made you feel, I mean, you can feel like you're nothing. The devil has made you feel like you're nothing. All those feelings of lack of worth have been reinforced by your experiences, by the world system that you know, we're insignificant. And of course, those who don't understand the reality and power of the Word of God, lukewarm, power-denying preachers have contributed to that. But beloved, You are what God says you are. And when we begin to believe it and act it and talk it and practice it, well, we can kick so much dust in the face of the devil, he won't be able to find us. Beloved, we need to refuse the compromisers and those who water down the Word of God and begin to see and believe and live the life we have been given in Christ Jesus. Whom the Son sets free, the Word tells us, is free indeed. And Jesus, the Son of God, has made you free by the power of His Word and by His actions. He loved you so much that He came into this world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And all that He did through His life, the love that He demonstrated at Calvary, that power of God which raised Him from the dead, and where He ascended to be at the right hand of His Father, living to make intercession for you and I. Beloved, He paid the uttermost price that you can be free in Christ. The Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, think about this, beloved, actually lives in you. Your body, the Scripture tells us, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You may have heard that hundreds of times before, but if we could only really grasp the significance of that, we are in varying levels of realization of this, I believe, but resurrection life and power abides in us. Have you experienced times in your life when you had no power, you had no strength, you felt you were spiritually dry, and there was some need, there was some occasion, and all of a sudden you had a strength and an anointing and a power that you knew that wasn't of you? That's the Holy Spirit coming to your aid. God not only abides in you, but you have been given His divine power of attorney so you can use the name of Jesus with the authority that Jesus has. All that authority that Jesus has, and God gave that authority to Jesus, it is delegated authority. Limitless power and authority is given to you as an individual member of the body of Christ. And if we really are honest, we have to confess we haven't given the Holy Spirit that place in our lives that He deserves. Or perhaps you've not been taught or fully aware that God has made His home in you, or that you had God's ability in you. You may not have fully taken advantage of God's provision, that your mind might be renewed so that you could know the will of God in reality. A lot of people just hope for a closer walk or for new power or something happening to them spiritually that will move them into a different place than what they presently know. Many just have a sense of unworthiness, a sense of dread and fear. But listen, beloved, your worthiness is in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. You are the righteousness of God in Him. And that sometimes is such a hard concept for us to accept. We can understand the words, but to know that in spite of our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and the fact that we still sin, praise God, we have an advocate with the Father, but that we are really complete in Him. This sense of unworthiness that the devil can bring against so many of you listening, you know what it is? It's actually a subtle denial of the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ. That wrong sense of unworthiness, guilt, and shame that the devil hounds you with hinders you from knowing your divine rights provided by Jesus Christ. Satan very subtly wants you to hope and try to accept what God says through mental assent instead of faith. You never hope for that thing which you already possess. Isn't that true? If you have a car, you don't have to hope for a car. I mean, you have a vehicle that operates. What we hope for is the things we don't have. We hope for the unpossessed. And mental assent is the substitute the devil has given to the church to replace faith. Think about that. Mental assent looks at the situation and handles it with mental judgment, logical assessment. But faith, that divine gift from the Lord, God's given to every man a measure of faith, it looks at the situation, and even though everything in the natural would seem in opposition or seem to be absolutely contrary to what the Word of God says, faith will declare that this is mine. It's mine because the Word says so, and it's been provided to me by my Heavenly Father. A lot of people give mental assent to the Bible, but they don't believe it. The Word of God is not a book of philosophy, nor is it merely a good old book of folk remedies and myths and history or poetry. It's living, it's vital, it's alive, it's the vibrant Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Faith counts the thing done before God has acted to bring it to pass. Faith declares it is. Faith is acting in the face of contrary evidence. The carnal mind reasons it can't be, but faith says it is. Faith says, let there be plenty where poverty and lack has reigned. Let there be freedom where bondage is held fast. Beloved, you are God's property. You don't belong to Satan. You don't belong under his dominion. You don't have to accept defeat. You don't have to accept defeat, beloved. Faith possesses, it fills the heart and mind. It overrules the senses, which say this is impossible. This is hopeless. This is beyond help. Faith will enable you to hold fast to your confession of what God is to you and what you are in Christ. Lord, let it be so. Let us lay hold of the power of your word, and let us walk in that assurance and in that faith that nothing can move us, that our sense knowledge will not replace that absolute trust and confidence that we have in you, that you are our rock and our deliverer, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege to minister the word, and we're going to continue on and see what the Lord has for us on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in and join me at this same time. If you have prayer requests, as always, I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.